Okay, today we're learning Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. The last thing we were discussing was taking a mat to cover a beehive on Shabbos, to cover whatever you call it, a honeycomb on Shabbos. So we were discussing about the issue of Muktzah, that according to the Shita, that you're not allowed to be metaltel a mat or any kli litzorech davra Muktzah. So why are you allowed to cover the bees? So he said, no, you're not really covering the bees. You're covering the honey inside of the honeycomb, and the honey is something that is not a muktzah item. So the Braisa had said, though, that you have to have no kavana whatsoever to trap the bees. If you have kavana to trap the bees, that's going to be a problem. So we left off on Mem Gimel and Beis at the word money, about 6-7 lines into the page. Says Gemara, money, who's the Tana that holds that there's an Isra of muktzah, and because of that doesn't allow you to cover the beehive during the winter time, unless you have a machshava on the shtei chalos that you want to use the shtei chalos tavash that are always there, and yet also is not choshesh for the yisra of tzeda when you cover it, as long as you don't have kavana for tzeda. Because e Rabbi Shimon, if you're assuming like Rabbi Shimon that a davashen miskavin is mutter, and therefore there's no yisra of tzeda when you don't have kavana, well, let's say muktza. Right? According to Rabbi Shimon, there should be no yisra muktza in this case, even if you don't have a machshava to take the machzalos litzarech the honey, because it's davranital. And Rabbi Yehuda, and if it's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that there is an Isra of Muktza, and that's why you need to have machshava to use the chalos of dvash for yourself, well then, how does he allow covering the kaveres when you don't have kavana for tzeda? Kilo miskavin mayhavi. The fact that you don't have kavana to trap shouldn't help. Hadav shein miskavin asur. Even Hadav shein miskavin is asur according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says more liyalam Rabbi Yehuda. It really is Rabbi Yehuda. Umay b'vach lo yiskavin latzud. What do we mean when we say, as long as you don't have kavana to do tzeda, shalo ya'asena kematzuda? It means, don't use the mat to cover in such a way that's like a trap, meaning leave a little space for the bees to escape, so that it doesn't automatically trap them. Says Mar Ravashi, Amar Ravashi is miyashev slightly differently. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, well, what's the kasha from the fact that the Braisa says that you could cover it in the winter time, and we learn from there that you can cover it even, you cover from the rain, and we said, oh, cover from the rain, it must be that you can cover it even in the winter time when there's no honey there. Well, maybe that whole discussion that we had is based on an incorrect assumption. We've been assuming that covering from the rain is synonymous with covering during the winter when there's no honey, and therefore we said you have a machshava dafka for the chalos, the shtei chalos that are there all the time. Well, mi katani b'yimos hachama u'b'yimos hagashamim. It doesn't say anything about summer and winter. It says b'cham b'chama u'b'gsham b'gsham katani b'yom nisan b'yom tishrei di'ika chama v'ika gashamim. Maybe he's talking about the spring and the fall, where there is some days that are sunny and some days that are rainy, and there's also honey in there, and that's why it's not a problem of being metaltel the tzorach davra muktzah, because there's honey in there. I'm there of sheshes poke of the imra leder of Yitzchak kvar tirgumar of hunu l'shmaiteich bebavel. He said, go tell Eretz Yisrael and tell Rabbi Yitzchak, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, that they already explained, Rav Huna already explained your shita, that a kli is not nital, elo l'tzorach davar nital. A kli can only be moved for the tzorach of something that's not mukta. Dam Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, osin mechitza lemeis bishvil chai, ve'ein osin mechitza lemeis bishvil meis. You're allowed to make a mechitza for the sake of a meis, to protect the mace from the sun when the making of the mechitza is for the living, but you're not allowed to do it when its purpose is for the dead, is for the mace, because the mace is also betiltel. So since it's something that's enonital, you're not allowed to be metaltel a mechitza litzorech the mace. So Mayhi, what does that mean exactly? That you're allowed to make a mechitza for a mace bishvil Achai, Dom Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, V'chein Tana Shila Mari, Mace Hamuta B'chama. If you have a mace that's out in the sun, and you're afraid that it's going to spoil, that it's going to rot, so Ba'im Shnei B'nei Adam V'yoshvin B'tzido, you could have two people sit down next to the mace, next to each other, Chas Cham Lahem Milamata, when the ground gets very hot and becomes therefore hot for the people sitting there, Zeh Mevi Mita V'yoshiv Aleha, V'zeh Mevi Mita V'yoshiv Aleha, they can each bring a cushion to sit on. Chamla milamala, when the sun starts baking down on them, from above, mevim makselus upersonalehen. They could take an awning and put it over the two mitos that they just brought. Zezokiv mitaso nishmat v'holichlo, v'zezokiv mitaso nishmat v'holichlo. Each one will stand up the mita that he's sitting on under the makselus and walk away. And therefore, nimtzeis mechitza asuyim e'eleha. It turns out that you have a mechitza, you have an awning over the mace that's now protecting the mace from the sun. So that's called doing it l'tzorach tov rachai. So again, the point over here is that since we hold that you're not allowed to be metaltel kli l'tzorach davar mukta, the way to protect a mace is by initially making an awning l'tzorach the people that are the living people that are going to use it, and then just leaving it there in a way that will benefit the mace as well. So now the Gemara discusses the dinim of tiltel hames. Itmar mace hamutul cham. If you have a mace out there in the sun and you're afraid it's going to start decomposing, Ravid Amar Shmuel hovcho mimita lemita. You can move the mace from one mita to another mita, meaning that's called tiltel kalachar yad. You could put a child or a loaf of bread on the mace, and since you're allowed to move them, you're allowed to be metalto the mace that's underneath them. Everyone agrees that kikar tinok works. Ki pligi delesle. The issue is, what if you don't have any bread available and you have any tinok available? Marsavar tiltul minatzad shmei tiltul umarsavar lo shmei tiltul. So then the shaila becomes, can you be hofchel mimita lemita? Is tiltul minatzad considered a violation of tiltul or not? So it says more lema kitanoi. Maybe this machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether tiltul minatzad is considered tiltul, is really machlokas tanoim. Ein matzilin es ameis mepnei adleika. You're not allowed to save a mace to metaltel him in order to get him out of the way of fire, to protect him from fire. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, shamati shematzil es hames mepnei hadleika. I heard that you are allowed to be matzil a mace from a fire. Hey chidami, what exactly is the case that they're arguing about? Idi ika kikar atinok my time in Tanakama. If there's a kikar atinok, everyone should agree that it's perfectly mutter. Idi leka, and if there's no kikar atinok, my time in Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Why would Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish say that it's mutter? What would be the heter elulav b'tiltul menatzad pligi? It must be that you're being metaltul menatzad. The mar savar tiltul menatzad shmei tiltul. Tanakama holds that's called tiltul and therefore it's aser. Umar savar Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish holds lo shmei tiltul. It's not called tiltul and therefore it's mutter. So the Gemara says lo. There's no hechruch to say that the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish argue in the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel whether tiltul menatzad is called tiltul or not. Rather, de kuli alma, everyone agrees, both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, that tiltul menatzad shmei tiltul, and therefore the Tanakama asers being matzil ameis even when you're metaltul menatzad, just like he asers tiltul gomer. V'hainu time at Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, and the reason Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish is matir to be matzil ameis to be tok shadim baal ameis, so because a person is going to be so upset if the mace starts decomposing, ilo sharisle asil chbuye. If you do not allow this person to save his mace, he's just going to extinguish the fire. So we need to come up with a heter tiltul rather than have this guy extinguish the fire. Amru de Meshela Amr Vasi Amr Biyochanan Halach Krividim and Lakish Bemace. We paskin, you're allowed to be matzil a mace min adleika, even if tiltul min atzad is normally aser. So Eine Osene Menel Fishena Menemuchan. We also learned to the Mishnah that you're not allowed to get hanar from the shemen that drips out of an air because it's mukta. Tan Rabbanan, Mosar Shemen Shabinever Shabakara, Asur, Rabbi Shimon Matya. The Brisa tells us Tanakama holds you're not allowed to use the extra shemen in the nair of the ka'ara because it became muktzah min hashmashos and therefore it remains muktzah. And Rabbi Shimon is matir. Okay, we'll stop there. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalid Amud Aleph.